You know the national headlines. Now we'll give you today's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. It's the first day of spring, although it really doesn't feel like it. High temperatures today about 57 degrees. Overnight cloudy and breezy. Overnight low temperature dipping back down to about 28. And for the next couple of days, look for cloudy skies and a chance of rain. High temperatures about 46 degrees. There were two incidents requiring police and fire on Thursday afternoon, about 3:12. A tree reportedly fell on a car on the Purdy Road with possible entrapment there. Sheriff deputies and volunteers from Wright's Corners responded to that one. And around noon on Thursday, a two-car collision was reported at River and Williams Road with reported injuries there. Sheriff deputies and members of the Frontier Fire Company were dispatched to that scene. In both cases, no immediate details were available. I'll have more local news in a moment. But first, a reminder that local news is brought to you Monday through Friday here on Niagara Radio by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main Street. Those are two locally owned pharmacies that really value you as a customer. They don't want you to feel like a number in a corporate drugstore, but they want you to know they care. They'll get to know you by name, know what you want, and help you obtain it. For details, stop in and see them or switch your prescriptions over to them for free delivery. Call them at 260-1918. And the news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. When you need an appliance repair man, the only person you need is Chris Moore because he's reasonable, efficient, and experienced. 44 years experience, actually. And he comes to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. Sound good? It's because it is. Put his number on your cell phone now because you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore. 523-5911. Another local headlines in the 8500 block of Porter Road. Town of Niagara police received a report of a stolen bicycle while checking video in the case. Two males were seen going through cars in the area, then spotting the bike and stealing it. While the investigation was going on, town police received a call that two bicycles were abandoned and found at Marshall's Transmission on Factory Outlet Boulevard nearby, and the victim was told that one of the bikes found may have been the one stolen from their house. Town police are continuing that investigation. At the Uniform Outlet and the Fashion Outlet Mall, Town Police Officer Angela McHale reported that a female came into the store and began to shop around. Then she entered the dressing room and reportedly switched the clothes she was wearing with the new clothes that she brought in. Then she walked out of the store before leaving her old clothes in the dressing room. Store employees said the female is known to them as a frequent customer and also has been convicted of thefts in the past, and a warrant for her arrest is expected in the case. Police said the clothing taken by the woman was valued at about $85. Police discovered a 2019 Chevrolet Equinox that was reported stolen today at David Chevrolet on Niagara Falls Boulevard at Williams Road. That car turned up missing from their lot this morning, and when checking an OnStar locator, the car was said to be located in Amherst. Amherst police were notified and they found that car unoccupied and undamaged on a road in Amherst, and arrangements were made to have that car returned to David Chevrolet. An area woman was scheduled to appear in town of Niagara Court next month after being accused of attempting to walk out of Wegmans on Military Road with over $800 worth of groceries. Jennifer Lee was stopped while trying to leave the store with the goods and was turned over to town of Niagara police, who charged her with petty larceny in the case. Authorities said Lee was issued the state's preferred appearance ticket in the case. That should teach her a lesson for stealing $800 worth of groceries. Niagara Falls police stopped a car at 10th at Garden Avenue after they said they observed that vehicle parked in front of a deli there with no front bumper and no license plate. Officers said the driver of the car, now identified as Solomon Day, appeared to be intoxicated and had very constricted eyes. He reportedly failed a number of field sobriety tests given on the scene and was then checked by a drug recognition expert who determined he was impaired by drugs. He was then charged with driving while his ability was impaired and also with having no insurance and no plates on the car. Dave will now have to answer to those charges in city court next month. Another DWI arrest was reported yesterday. A vehicle that tapped the rear of another car at the Seneca One Stop on Niagara Street, then drove off, was followed by the vehicle that was struck, and police were called. When they arrived, they found the suspect vehicle parked, running, and blocking a driveway. Later, the person determined to be the operator of the car was found unconscious in the back seat. A passenger in the car told officers that she had consumed some vodka, tried to drive, and did bump the other car, then drove off. She was identified as Isabella Terrell, who ended up being charged with driving while intoxicated and with operating the vehicle after consuming alcohol or cannabis in the car. She was issued an appearance ticket by the officers. Her car was towed, and then she was taken to the hospital to be checked due to her highly intoxicated state at the time. And police were called to the one-stop store on 11th Street yesterday after an area man who was frequently arrested was charged once again. This time, Collins Washington was accused of pushing a man down in front of the store, causing him to injure his elbow. Then Washington was also accused of throwing a rock and damaging the victim's car as he drove off, causing about $250 damage. Washington was charged with assault in the case and with criminal mischief and was held pending his arraignment in city court. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you can keep that golfing form until those golf courses open by playing on the same simulators that the pros use at the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. To book your next tee time or for more information, call the Links at 285-0610. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on our website on the hour and half hour, or by clicking the local news tab on our site after refreshing your browser. And due to popular demand, our news is also featured daily on Facebook. Just enter niagararadio.net to hear it at your convenience. Local news first, factual, and free, right here on the new Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.